The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. Sorry, we're a little late today. Yep, as you probably guessed it, yep, I'm blaming it on traffic again. It is the 22nd of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, yes, indeed, there has been a lot of talk about some AMD processors out there not really doing the job, and now AMD has kind of confirmed that, yeah, there's a lot of crappy ones out there. Yes, it seems some of its processors contain vulnerabilities after they were found by CTS lab researchers, having about 13 critical flaws, and they affect a whole range of AMD products. Not good. Now, of course, with a lot of these problems, it also affects performance, which a lot of customers have been noticing, particularly in cases where some try to do a little overclocking. Yeah, it didn't work so well. AMD says they are actually currently working on patches and will be released in the coming weeks. Yes, not days, weeks. All right, are you being cheap out there and trying to use YouTube as your music service? But just so you know, YouTube kind of knows this, and they're about to frustrate the hell out of you. How will they do this? More ads. Yes, it seems that YouTube's keeping an eye on these people that are doing long listening sessions. So if you're in the middle of your jam anytime soon, don't be surprised in mid-verse if you get some ad probably telling you, why don't you subscribe to so-and-so music service? Probably Google Play. It would be the obvious choice. Basically, this comes about because YouTube is wanting to try to tell the music industry, yes, they're trying to make people subscribe to a service, meaning they're not trying to endorse piracy, which, let's face it, you can find a lot of full albums on YouTube. Didn't hear from me, though. Well, we mentioned a few weeks ago about Audible and Sonos. Yeah, maybe getting together, you're doing a little love, make it again. It's happened. That's right, Sonos and Audible have conceived for us the ability to listen to audiobooks once again. It's taken quite a while for this to happen. 2 years, in fact. This was all part of what they called an incompatible update way back in August of 2015, which we all kind of thought, yeah, right, incompatible. This might have a lot to do also that Sonos speakers are going to have the support of Alexa now. Yes, I have a feeling that Audible slash Amazon has made a little deal with Sonos saying, if you put Alexa on your box, then yeah, we'll let you have access to the audiobooks. And finally, now I know it's 2018, but who thought we'd be talking about IBM making a computer? I know, I wouldn't have thought it either, but let's push on with this and you'll see why. Yes, IBM now has made what they're calling the world's smallest computer. Now if you're thinking, ooh, what kind of quantum processing are we going to get out of this thing? You're not. The computer, by the way, is 1 millimeter by 1 millimeter. Yep, you can already imagine what this is going to be like. Just in case you're wondering exactly what is the computing power of this thing, well, think of an x86 chip from 1990. Yep, that's about as powerful as it's gonna get. Although they are hoping maybe a 386 and about 4 gig of RAM will be the minimum sometime in the future. As to what they're gonna do with these micro mini computers, your guess is as good as mine. But I'm almost guaranteeing that it will have nothing to do with Wilson. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us. We'll listen. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website, podcast, blog, reviews, all over there for your liking and viewing and listening. If you haven't checked out our website, go on, check it out. You're going to love it. Also, our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. That is, if you're still on Facebook after all this stuff that's been going down. And I guess Instagram, too. They're all both owned by the same person. Yep. Of course, we're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swiger, and maybe the best place to be would be our Slack room with our BTN community. A lot of love and conversations going down over there. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you tomorrow, yes, for your Friday edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.